Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a PhD degree in public policy, MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschool children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. It's the 19th day of September 2005. Glad you've joined us today. Another new week on tap for us all, and this is the station to start out and think better. Monday's usually slow days for us. We hope that most of our folks have actually been able to rise and shine this morning, get ready for work. And if you are making your way out, be sure to think about calling the Christian Worldview show this morning with some comments or questions. 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177 or 864-201-6955. Let's take a look at what your weather's going to be like.
Okay, well, in Greenville, Spartanburg, we've got 66 degrees, downtown 68, Anderson 66, Clemson also 66. Today it's going to be mostly sunny, highs in the lower 90, and east winds around 5 miles per hour.
Okay, so there's your weather. Boy, we've had, I don't think we've had any rain the entire month of September. Not much, at any rate. And been generally good weather, especially the first part of the month. It got a little bit hot and humid here again recently. Looking forward for summer to be over here, at least from the tyranny response unit's perspective. Had a good opportunity last night to listen on the first phone call of the Christian Exodus conference call, actually. It's called the Christian Exodus conference call. And it was a good opportunity for us to listen to what Corey Burnell had to say about what's going on with the Christian Exodus. Wanted to remind folks that the Christian Exodus is not only causing waves in the upstate, but it's going to have its conference on October the 15th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's a $40 fee for admission. We hope that you'll call Corey Burnell or whoever answers the phone to our Christian Exodus at 877-727-3578. That's 877-727-3578 for your ticket to attend. There'll be conference speakers, including yours truly, as well as Michael Chapman, Arthur Bringelson, and Corey Burnell, who will be the conference speakers. There'll be also workshops, discussions about what's happening with the Christian Exodus movement here in the upstate of South Carolina. This 2005 conference needs your support. And, of course, the liberals and others on the left are very upset about it coming to South Carolina. They've demanded that there be hotel security, have raised the cost of the Christian Exodus movement entirely. Really, it's a shame that they get this kind of response from people that are, I don't know if they're well-meaning or otherwise here. But nevertheless, the Christian Exodus movement is being painted as something that it's not. Tonight we're going to have another meeting about the Christian Exodus movement, and it's going to be held at the South Point Baptist Church in Pelzer, South Carolina. South Point Baptist Church is off of the left side exit 29, I believe it is exit 20, might be 31, off of I-85. If you head down that way, you'll be able to find the South Point Baptist Church. Be sure to call ahead just to make sure you have the right directions to get there at 7 o'clock tonight. I'll be speaking for a few minutes, as well as some others, to talk about the whole movement. Anyway, we're supportive of Christian Exodus here. Doesn't mean you have to agree with every little thing that everybody believes in order to be supportive of their movement. Christian Exodus is a movement for secession. It's a movement for changing politics as they are here in the upstate and everywhere in South Carolina. And they're trying to locate here many people from all over the country in order to have, allow Christians to have a substantial influence in not only the political process, but in the culture in general. And so we're very supportive of these freedom-minded people. They are indeed in favor of the things that we're in favor of, abolition of the IRS and the Federal Reserve, getting us out of the United Nations, for instance. And there are many other things in which we hold common beliefs and goals, and so we're very thankful that Christian Exodus will be here. But we do ask that you'll support the Christian Exodus. They've had so much difficulty with the rise in gas prices and airfares and getting members and others to come out from distant places. They're hoping that many from the Greenville area and anywhere in South Carolina or Asheville, North Carolina, parts of Georgia, people who have a relatively short drive will come out to the conference. Again, the phone number to sign up is 877-727-3578. That's 727-3578. And I know they're quite a ways still from their goal for people they need to have to meet there at the Christian Exodus conference coming up. And we certainly, they're not even close to break even, I think, yet because of the events happening that led up to transportation cost rise, making it unaffordable for many people. So my phone number once again, 877-727-3578. If you can make it out tonight, this evening, for the local conference here in Pelzer, we'd be happy to have you there at the South Point Baptist Church. All right, well, what else is going on here in the news today? Probably lots of things. But it's actually not as much as normal. If you scan the Fox News page today, basically South Korea is telling you, well, they're not going to continue their program with nuclear weapons. I don't know. Do you believe communists? I never do. Maybe some people do. I just don't think there's much point in believing a communist. We have Iraqi lawmaker killed with 24 bodies found in the river. So more dead people in Iraq. This is just the result of George Bush spreading democracy and freedom to that country. I'm not sure it's done any good for anybody, but that's just basically where it's at. Roberts' nomination is nearly done now. It looks like he's just a shoe-in for the Chief Justice spot. The new globalist pick for Chief Justice will be taking his seat shortly, no doubt. And then they'll be going for the new nominee, checking that out. We don't know who that new nominee is yet, I believe, but that's going on. Other than that, pretty bland stuff compared to what we've had in recent days. We have had a few stories about the Katrina event, which are interesting reading and thinking. Alan Burkhart had an article just last week called "Bad Decision, Dangerous Precedent," which I think is worth reading. Alan Burkhart, he says, gun owners and gun owners' rights groups across America are rightly outraged at the recent decision by New Orleans law enforcement officials to confiscate the firearms of law-abiding citizens. According to city officials, while the crisis spawned on Katrina exists, no one but law enforcement will have guns in New Orleans. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't there a little something in the United States Constitution that specifically prohibits this sort of thing? New Orleans Police Superintendent P. Edwin Compass made the following statement to the Washington Post. No one will be armed. Guns will be taken. Only law enforcement will be allowed to have guns. This should be sufficient to thoroughly frighten any American who understands the Constitution and recognizes the vital role that firearms play in our society. Should this heinous violation of constitutional rights be allowed to set precedent? That's a good question, isn't it? It really is a good question, don't you think? Americans could truly be in danger of losing the constitutionally protection rights to keep and bear arms. Be glad, my friends, that a Republican president resides in the White House. Imagine the consequences if a left-wing gun liberal had occupied the Oval Office. We'd almost certainly see a push for federal law mandating that during any crisis, Americans could have their guns confiscated for their own safety. Let's back up and think about that again, folks, that statement from this fellow. We do have a Republican in the White House, and he is allowing this to go on as it is. I mean, there's no justification for this in saying that, well, it would have been worse if there was a Democrat there. Folks, when they're taking away your guns, I don't care if it's a Democrat or a Republican, they're both doing the wrong thing. They're both doing things against the principles of freedom and the Constitution. George Bush is doing the wrong thing, has allowed the wrong thing, and people are sitting there numbly believing, oh, well, he's a Republican at least, and it's better. It's not better. Guns are taken. The guy is crooked. The guy is undermining the Constitution. He's not the friend of the Christians. He's not the friend of liberty. When are you going to wake up, folks? George Bush is not your man. George Bush is an evildoer doing something wrong here. What else can I tell you about the man? How can you support him? How can you support George W. Bush after all he's done? Bigger government, fewer rights, imperialistic endeavors across the globe. The Patriot Act, of course, which has renounced most of your liberties and allows these people to carry on as they do in Louisiana and everywhere else. You have nothing done effectively to stop abortion. You've had nothing done to defund the public school. What does George W. Bush champion that you think is great, Christian? Think about it biblically. Let's think about it. It's like a hard look at why people like this fellow here, Alan Burkhart, are sadly mistaken with what's going on with this guy. Anyway, he continues on to say, defenseless people rounded up and exterminated in the 20th century because of gun control. The number is 56 million people. Yes, George W. Bush will be right at the head of the pack, perhaps, there. Well, I'd hope not, but it just irritates me. It really irritates me when people start justifying George Bush or being thankful that he's in office instead of somebody else, when all this nonsense and chicanery goes on under him. People are like blinded to the fact that a Republican president is doing this to them. Yes, a Republican president named G.W. Bush, W., the guy that gives you lip service, Christians, but in reality stabs you in the back. Burkhardt continues, crooks will always have firearms regardless of what laws are passed. Will they admit making a mistake? Will the MSM point out that confiscating illegal firearms is not only unconstitutional but dangerous to law-abiding citizens? The obvious answer is no. Loud noise, big hole, dead burglars, problem solved. Well, whatever. I mean, that, you know, he's not going to realize it's unconstitutional because he knows it is unconstitutional. He's not going to wake up and realize, oh, boy, I haven't read the Second Amendment lately. George Bush and his internationalist cronies are in the business of disarming people and promoting their own anti-liberty agenda. Time to wake up, folks. That's what's going on here in America. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We'll be back in just a minute.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time, you're listening to a recording. Calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time. Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN. You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
Now here we have another story about the CCL ministry at the gates in Columbia, South Carolina. They give you a heads up on the fact that government-protected child murder in the Bible Belt is alive and well. That makes sense, huh? Murder is alive and well. That's the way I'm reading it. They didn't actually write that exactly. Planned Parenthood of South Carolina, child murder by abortion facility at 2712 Middleburg Drive, Suite 107, Columbia, South Carolina, with advertising for clients of Friendly Corporate Business Associates, Blue Cross, Blue Shield of South Carolina, and Cigna, announced unsuitably for blood banner, which continues to hang on the exterior wall of Planned Parenthood's death camp that reported murdering over 1,400 pre-birth human beings in 2003 alone. How many Christians not only do business with Blue Cross Blue Shield, but actually work for these death camp supporters? How many Christians have insurance policies with Blue Cross Blue Shield, an organization that does business with Murder Incorporated, that is Planned Parenthood, they said. As it has been said, it takes a village to kill a child. It takes a nation to kill 45 million. The blood is on all of our hands. Well, okay, now he's gone a little far. The blood is not on our hands if we are against this. He's going to make some mistakes here and talk about national sins and national judgment and so forth. This is not the way that God deals with nations in the Scripture. The scriptural idea of a nation is an ethnic aggregate, a large group. It's not a political apparatus demarcated by territory. I mean, it's not a territorial faction or a section of the world that has a political color to it, and that's a mistake that they're making here. But not to digress from the most important point of what they're talking about, with abortion being the grievous thing that it is. People are so bold to ask the question, was Katrina God's judgment? Read 2 Kings 24:1 through 4. Read Jeremiah 19:3 through 5. The shedding of innocent blood invites the visitation of God's judgment upon a nation. But the word nation, unfortunately, here does not mean the political realm like America or Russia or England or United Kingdom, I should say, or Germany. That's not what the word nation means. And America is made up of many nations in a biblical sense. And so this is a mistaken use of the vernacular. Yeah, it's true that we use the word nation to mean that now, but it doesn't mean it was that way in the Scriptures. And there's a good Liberty Minutes running right now where I've gone through and I think demonstrated that fairly conclusively. If you have a chance to listen to TRN during the day, or if you have a chance to simply go to the audio links on the tyrannyresponse.com website or tyrannyresponse.net website, it's there. Nations, the Theology of Nations and Nationalism, if you have any question about that. Here's what Jeremiah 19:3 through 5 says. And say, hear the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring such a catastrophe on this place that whoever hears of it, his ears will tingle, because they have forsaken me and made this an alien place, because they have burned incense in it to other gods, whom neither they nor their fathers nor kings of Judah have known, and have filled this place with the blood of the innocents. They have also built on the high places to burn their sons with the fire for burnt offerings to Baal, which I did not command or speak, nor did it come into my mind. That's what it says in Jeremiah 19:3 through 5. Killing of innocents brought God's wrath upon the nation of Israel, or the people of Judah, I should say, specifically. And I remember they were actually a political group in the Old Testament. God did deal with nations differently, that is, ethnic aggregates in the Old Testament, than he does in the New Testament. Well, here's 2 Kings. Let's see if we can find this here. 2 Kings 24, 1 through 4 is the other one mentioned here. 2 Kings 24, 1 through 4 says, in his days Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his vassal for 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him, and the Lord sent against him raiding bands of Chaldeans, bands of Syrians, bands of Moabites, and bands of the people of Ammon. He sent them against Judah to destroy it, according to the word of the Lord, which he had spoken by his servants the prophets. Surely the commandment of the Lord thus came to Judah to remove them from his sight because of the sins of Manasseh, according to all that he had done, and also because of the innocent blood that had been shed. For he had filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord would not pardon. So the principle here in the Old Testament is certainly true. I mean, in general, if we find nations shedding innocent blood, God will remove them. But let's remember once again, folks, what a nation is. It is an ethnic aggregate. It was all the physical, genealogical, if you can call it that way, genetic descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Those people formed an ethnic aggregate, and actually just part of one, the ones that were descended from Judah and probably Benjamin and Levites and some of Simeon, in that southern kingdom. Those people formed the nation that was being judged. That's what God deals with. He judges nations in that way. He does not judge the people inside a political boundary, taking some territory, cutting it off the face of the globe, saying this is the political area now that the Americans have or the Mexicans or whoever else, and God will judge anybody that's inside those arbitrary political boundaries. No, this doesn't happen that way. It's an error. It's not the way God deals with people. Now, they are shedding innocent blood. That principle certainly applies, and they do deserve God's wrath and judgment, as we all do for our sins, and they need to repent, and we need to work against this evil, wicked thing that abortion is of shedding innocent blood. But we need to be careful we speak correctly theologically when it comes down to this issue of nations. He says, going back to this little email blurb I received from the Tyranny Response Network researchers about the Columbia Right to Life folks, where are you, church in America? Where are you, church in Columbia? There are 3 child murder by abortion centers in the Bible Belt in South Carolina. One in Charleston, the so-called Holy City. One in Columbia, and one in Greenville, Bob Jones University Country, he says. Together they reported murdering over 6,500 pre-birth human beings in 2003. If you live in the state of South Carolina and you are a born-again Christian, not a Roman Catholic, not a Mormon, not a Jehovah's Witness, I invite you to look at the schedule below and pick a murder center nearest to you and come and stand and be a witness for Christ there at the nearest opportunity. If you are not saved, not born again, and you nevertheless still have a civil right to come and assemble and express your opposition by yourself or with your own group to abortion, if you live in any state in America and are born again Christian, invites you to do the same in your own state. Every state has at least one child murder center. California has 125, New York 78, Florida 73, Texas 47, Louisiana had 10 before Katrina. Look at LDI.org, which is where you can find an abortion clinic for the closest one, nearest one to you. LDI.org. The blood cries out to God from the ground for vengeance, and He is bringing it because civil government is not bringing the murderers and the mothers, whoever is responsible, to justice. And why would they, since civil government is evil? Well, these folks could use are right in many respects here, and they're doing the right thing. They just have a little problem with the theology and understanding what civil government is all about, and they seem to have a problem in understanding the idea of nations. That's all right. Everybody can make a mistake, and we hope and trust that these folks will go to the tyrannyresponse.com website and click on the audio tab or the policyofliberty.net and click on the articles and links tab and read some of the documents there to help get a better, clearer understanding of a Christian understanding of public policy. And you are listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. A little bit late for a break. We'll take that now and be back in just a minute.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time, you're listening to a recording. Calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time. Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective. You're listening to homeschooler-friendly TRN, the Tyranny Response Network.
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
There is a place for government in the affairs of men, and our Declaration of Independence tells us precisely what that is. The role of government is to protect individuals in their God-given individual rights. Freedom is the natural birthright of man, but all that government can do in behalf of freedom is to let the individual alone, and it should secure him his rights by making others let him alone. Reverend Edmund Oppitz, in The Libertarian Theology of Freedom, page 142.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
Every once in a while, we add another great quotation to the policyofliberty.net website's quotations page. Hope you check it out. The current one we have is from Benjamin Franklin, and he says, "I am doing good to the poor. I am for doing good to the poor. But I differ in opinion of the means. I think the best way of doing good to the poor is not making them easy in poverty, but leading or driving them out of it." That's what Benjamin Franklin said. Good quotation, don't you think? I like it. And it's on the Tyranny Response, it's on the policyofliberty.net website under the quotations section. Are you tired of politicians who raise taxes, evade your privacy, and assume that you do not have the sense to make your own decisions? Try voting libertarian for a change. Would you like to meet other libertarians? You'll find there are regular people like you concerned about the state of our republic and willing to act on that concern. Our business meeting is at 6:30 p.m. the second Thursday of the month at the library on Malden Road between the old stadium and Lawrence Road. Visitors are welcome. To talk politics, join us for the Libertarian Underground at 8 p.m. on the fourth Wednesday of the month. I believe that's the Wednesday next week. It's at Cafe Underground, just off of Main Street downtown. We would love to swap ideas with you for restoring limited constitutional government. Thank you for supporting the Libertarian Party and Christian Worldview on the Tyranny Response Network, and we appreciate the support of from the Libertarian Party as well. Well, we were talking about these abortion clinics and what he calls rightly on this website, American death camps, and they say they find out there are here in America 741 death camps, so-called abortion clinics in America. That's good. That in the sense that it's been the number's been whittled down over time. We're glad to see that. But they're being very productive, these ones that do exist, unfortunately. In South Carolina, we are blessed compared to other nation or other states here in America, because we only have three. One in Charleston at the Charleston's Women's Medical Center. One is Planned Parenthood down in Columbia. And here in Greenville is the Greenville Women's Clinic, apparently, on 1142 Grove Road in Greenville. That's not too far from Memorial Hospital. Greenville Women's Clinic is the abortuary here in Greenville, South Carolina. And this is a good project, I suppose, for anyone to go out and picket or make a scene in front of, because I know that people will murder their children no matter what we do, it seems. But still, we have an obligation, I think, to change our culture. And one way to do that is to actually go and stand in front of this Greenville Women's Clinic and make your testimony for Christ known. So appreciate that at email informing us about this Greenville Women's Clinic, 1142 Grove Road in Greenville. Their phone number there is 323-1584, in case anybody wants to call this place, 323-1584. That is one of the outlets of Satan here in the community. Okay, let's go on and check on a few other things here. Here's a cover-up. We're gonna run out of time here for our break. We'll go ahead and do this one real quickly. WorldNet Daily. Cover up over Abel Danger. The Day of Infamy, 2001. Defense workers says order to destroy documents identifying Atta will testify. This is posted on September 15th. An employee of the Defense Department says he was ordered to destroy documents identifying Mohammed Atta as a terrorist 2 years before the 2001 attacks on the U.S. Representative Kurt Weldon, Republican from Pennsylvania, announced today. According to the congressman, the employee was set to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee next week and will name the person who ordered the documents destroyed. I wonder if this guy's going to get assassinated before he makes it. Weldon says the documents were extensive, making up 2.5 terabytes, which he says represents as much as one-fourth of all the printed material in the Library of Congress. The Pennsylvania lawmaker has been... What could it possibly say? That's an interesting next question for all that stuff. The Pennsylvania lawmaker has been revealing information coming from people involved in the Pentagon's Able Danger Project, which beginning in 1999 identified and targeted Al-Qaeda as a global basis, on a global basis using advanced technology and data analysis. Personnel involved in the project have said they have although they ID'd ATA 3 and three others 2 years before the 9/11 attacks, they were prevented from sharing the information with the FBI, apparently due to the Clinton-era wall of separation between intelligence and law enforcement. The Associated Press reported that yesterday, four members of the September 11th Commission dismissed the Able Danger assertions. One commissioner, ex-Senator Slade Gorton, Republican from Washington, said bluntly, "It just didn't happen, and that's the conclusion for all ten of us. This despite the fact that Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who is part of the Able Danger, says he personally told 9/11 Commission staff both about the project's findings and the fact personnel were prevented from passing along information to federal law enforcement officials. What we talked about to the 9/11 Commission was we found that these guys matched a pattern that matched the Brooklyn location of Al-Qaeda sleeper cell, Schaefer told Fox News last month. Weldon slammed Gorton for his dismissal of Able Danger. It's absolutely unbelievable that commission would say to this program just didn't exist, the lawmaker told the Associated Press. Pentagon officials said this month that they had found three more people who recalled the intelligence chart identifying ATA as a terrorist prior to 9/11. Okay, this is interesting stuff. It sounds like the government is covering things up. Is that any surprise to us? No. And this is something interesting to know, that this whole thing may have been part of a big plan. Many people believe so. I don't have hard evidence to prove it, but I'm certainly an interested listener when I hear all these pieces of information come up. You are listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Glad you've joined us this morning. We'll be back after this break.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time, you're listening to a recording. Calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time. This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville.
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net, that's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
As long as the state, the agency of coercion, stands over society offering to dispense economic privilege to those who pay it homage, conferring an advantage on some men at the expense of other men, the misuse of political power should be the first line of attack for the moralist. It is inevitable that political privilege will be used in this way if it is available and begging to be used. No people has ever resisted it who have been led into this temptation. Reverend Edmund Oppitz, in The Libertarian Theology of Freedom, page 84. Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a Ph.D. degree in public policy, M.A. degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College.
Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
Welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, this 19th day of September 2005. Glad, as always, that you've joined us. Hope we're making your day a little brighter as we help you think a little bit differently than what you'll think about if you listen to the typical radio stations out there or TV stations. And we hope that we're helping you think better as a Christian, transforming your world. But before we go on, let's go ahead and take a quick look at the weather.
Right now in Greenville, Spartanburg, it's 67 degrees, downtown 70 degrees, Anderson 67, also in Clemson 67. Today is going to be mostly sunny, highs in the low 90s, and east winds around 5 miles per hour.
Remember that tyrannyresponse.com or tyrannyresponse.net is a one-stop important spot there that you can find out about all the events going on in the upstate of South Carolina, political events, important meetings of people who love freedom and liberty. Last week was an important week because we had several events. This week we have just one event going on that I know of on the 22nd. That is Thursday night. The Greenville County's Taxpayers Association, as well as the Constitution Party, are having a joint meeting there at the downtown Greenville Library at 7 o'clock. Hope you can attend that. Also want to remind folks that tonight there is a one-time special event for the Christian Exodus meeting out in Pelzer. That's at South Point Baptist Church. Just on off of Highway 29 there. I believe it's exit 32 in off the freeway, 31 or 32 in Pelzer. Please take every opportunity to head down that way if you can at 7 o'clock and learn about the Christian Exodus. But as always, all these events and so forth are posted here at the tyrannyresponse.com or tyrannyresponse.net website. Remember the sister site, my site, the policyofliberty.net site, which has thousands of visitors a month who come there to find out about free market economics, about quotations for liberty, and to read, of course, the articles and books, excerpts from books that I have produced personally about many interesting topics. Currently, my current theme has been the theology of public policy, and hopefully will become a book at some point in the near, not too distant future, I guess, as we want to have a sequel to my current book, which is called Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective. So make sure you check out policyofliberty.net as well as tyrannyresponse.net on the web today. Well, here's a little story that was sent in by Charles, our faithful listener up in Raleigh. I appreciate him sending this in about DDT. He says, DDT or saves too many lives. We need to cut the population down. And he quotes this fellow who says that who supports that idea. Alexander King, president of the Club of Rome, wrote, "My own doubts came when DDT was introduced. In Guyana, within 2 years, it had almost eliminated malaria. So my chief quarrel with DDT, in hindsight, is that it has greatly added to the population problem. In 1970, the National Academy of Sciences, in their book Life Sciences, stated that in a little more than two decades, DDT has prevented 500 million deaths due to malaria." And that's the source is radioliberty.com/pca.htm, in case you're interested. Yes, indeed, the liberals hated DDT. Why? Because it didn't kill enough people. It didn't allow malaria to kill enough people. DDT, you see, was a fascinating and wonderful invention used in World War II and afterward to completely eliminate mosquitoes, a pesticide you spray on crops. And in so doing, one of the beneficial side effects is it gets rid of mosquitoes. And by getting rid of mosquitoes, you cut down on malaria by, 90% or something like that. It's a wonderful thing. Well, then the liberals got up there in the Silent Spring and some of their other early environmentalist nutcase books. And they began talking about how, DDT is horrible because it makes eggshells thin on certain birds. And then this is horrible. We must not allow these birds' eggshells to be damaged. And so they said we have to cut it out, and they started cutting it out, and of course millions and millions of people started getting malaria again. Turns out later on, about 20 years later, they found out that the whole eggshell thing was a complete fraud. There's been was no effect and has been no effect on thickness of eggshells. And at any rate, why would this matter? If you had to put in the balance millions of people, maybe it's 500 million people, or maybe it's a billion people, who knows, that has lives have been saved by not getting malaria versus some birds. I mean, what is the Christian worldview going to tell you? You're going to prefer human beings over birds, period. Jesus says, are we not of more value than many sparrows? I mean, we are more valuable than birds in the first place. Second place, this is just a bunch of lies at any rate. The true agenda is to cut down population, not to fill the earth as the scripture commands in Genesis chapter 1. Liberals and environmentalists have never been much of folks for the in favor of the dominion mandate of Genesis chapter 1, as we well know. Well, you are listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coburn. We're going to go back onto our break schedule. Stay tuned now as we play for you the Bill of Rights and think about your great liberties that you have here in America that are being eroded day by day under George W. Bush and the other clowns that run this state. We'll be back in just a minute.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time, you're listening to a recording. Calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time. The Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments of the American Constitution. Amendment 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedoms of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Amendment 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. Amendment 3. No soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. Amendment 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Amendment 5. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject to the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Amendment 6. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Amendment 7. In suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise re-examined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. Amendment 8. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Amendment 9. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Amendment 10. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the afflicted.
the comfortable.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview. I also wanted to give a quick plug for our friends at the Times Examiner. Times Examiner has been faithful to publish true conservative, that is constitutionalists, and pro-life libertarians for years, including myself, and I appreciate Bob Dill's efforts in promoting a fine paper, fine weekly paper here in the upstate of South Carolina. If you're not on the subscription list, to get your copy mailed to you weekly of the Times Examiner for only $25 per year in-state, $27 out-of-state, call Bob or Laverle at 864-268-0576. That's 864-268-0576. It is the conservative voice of the Palmetto State. If you're tired of reading liberal columnists, you want to get your hands on the Times Examiner. You'll be glad you did. You'll be so glad to get rid of the nonsense you have to read in the local Greenville paper. Some people call it the Greenville noise. The Times Examiner, on the contrary, supports home and Christian schooling, limited government, free markets, private property rights, gun ownership, Christian values, and our great Southern heritage. Of course, you can pick up a copy right there at 44 Pine Knoll Drive or at some newsstands around town, but the easiest way to get it is to pay just 50 cents a week, $25 per year in-state, $27 out-of-state. Call 864-268-0576 to get a copy sent to you. If you need to place an ad in the paper, make sure you call David at 864-859-6817. That's 864-859-6817. Ask for David specifically at 859-6817. Ads aren't expensive, and we hope that you'll call and support the paper and give your business a boost as well. Well, once in a while we have an opportunity to also promote other things that are very great use for people trying to espouse the Christian worldview and promote it. One problem we all have in this day and age is we face the foe of pornography and the onslaught it means into our own lives. Most men, look around the church you're sitting in, on Sunday morning. The vast majority of men have been exposed to pornography on the internet, and it's, of course, a great temptation for people to fall into, and it's not good for the Christian worldview perspective to have pornography in our lives. Doesn't mean we can't repent or change. Nobody's saying that. Just we need to recognize it is a foe. It is an enemy of God's ways, and it's an enemy of what the truth is and what we stand for in the Christian worldview. So there are things that can out there now that can help us as men avoid this problem, and women, I understand, also get involved with this. Although it's certainly far more of interest to men. Well, for many years in our household, because as you know, we don't have the television set, not just because of any kind of pornography it would have on it, but because even more viciously the television preaches the secular humanist philosophy in the commercials it has, and in various shows that it has, including these crime scene shows and so forth. It does not teach a Christian worldview, and I don't mind if other people choose to have a television in their home, but I personally just don't like to be preached at by a bunch of liberal lunatics or whatever that don't hold to the Christian worldview perspective. So at any rate, that's one thing, but the internet is quite another, and for many years we had N2H2, which was a wonderful system. I mean, you could never get anything, whether I typed it in search engine tests, words in Spanish or in English, would not pull up pornography at all. The whole house was cured. Then they decided a while back they were not going to carry home subscriptions anymore, only industrial subscriptions, and so we lost that. Well, recently we've been trying out wisechoice.net. wisechoice.net, W-I-S-E, choice.net. Hope you check it out as well. It's $5 a month, and it blocks all sorts of stuff coming into your household. I don't know how well it's going to work yet. We've recently been trying, but I would be interested in hearing from those of you who do get a chance to install it as well. Go to this wisechoice.net website and sign up. You have to give them your credit card on the secure internet connection, and then by doing so, they give you I think you can mail a check as well. By doing so, you'll activate this thing that you can download a file for and so forth, and install it on your computer or your computers in the household. For $5 a month, it's worth it to keep porn out of your house. As I said, the largest group of internet porn users today are 12 to 17 year old boys. And that's pretty shocking. In fact, he has a little link on here to click for pornography statistics. This is at the wisechoice.net porn statistics website, wisechoice.net website, where they have the porn statistics. 2.5 billion emails per day are pornographic, apparently. 40 million people in the United States are sexually involved with the Internet, according to Exposing Porn, Science, Religion, and the New Addiction, from Paul Strand at Christian Broadcasting Network in 2004. One in five children ages 10 to 17 have received a sexual solicitation. That's the Web's Dark Secret from Newsweek 2001. 3 million of the visitors to adult websites were 17 years or younger in the year 2000. One in four children use the Internet exposed to unwanted sexual material. 25% of all search engine requests are pornography-related. Sex sites on the web generate at least $1 billion per year in revenue. 94% of Americans believe in a ban on the Internet pornography should be legal. Well, that won't work. Okay, that in a market system, banning, and you're trying to use the government to regulate this, is not only not going to eliminate, it's going to create a permanent pornography problem. The best way we can do is simply, instead of creating a new regulatory body, it's a whole lot cheaper to buy your filter and keep it on there. If these things work, hopefully, like N2H2 did, it'll keep it out of your home. Putting the state in charge of moral issues just creates a problem over and over again. Anyway, he's got, this site has just dozens and dozens of statistics, which are shocking. For every 10 men in church, 5 are struggling with pornography. Isn't that amazing? Called to Biblical Manhood, a Man in the Mirror, July 6th of 2004. So it's a serious issue. We thought we'd bring it up to your attention today. To go to wisechoice.net. Check it out. It was easy to install. We put it on here on the computers here in the Coven household, and we hope that you'll be able to as well. Check out wisechoice.net and give us your feedback. We want to make sure the thing works. We'd like to find out. And if you get a chance, install the Wise Choice, the new Wise Choice software, and see how it goes. Well, there's a long ad for them, and also more than the long ad for them, just trying to encourage people. And do tell them, by the way, if you do get a chance, that you heard it on TRN. But we want to encourage people to uphold the Christian worldview and struggle against this this great enslaving sin of pornography, because it is so tantalizing and tempting, and we want us to keep it out of our lives as much as we possibly can. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, and after that long comment, we'll be going to a break here, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time, you're listening to a recording. Calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time. Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective. You're listening to homeschooler-friendly TRN, the Tyranny Response Network.
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
There is a place for government in the affairs of men, and our Declaration of Independence tells us precisely what that is. The role of government is to protect individuals in their God-given individual rights. Freedom is the natural birthright of man, but all that government can do in behalf of freedom is to let the individual alone, and it should secure him his rights by making others let him alone. Reverend Edmund Oppitz, in The Libertarian Theology of Freedom, page 142.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
Here's an interesting article. It looks like Engines of Arbitrary Government or The Feds Gone Wild by Robert F. Hawks, Jr. That's Robert F. Hawks, Jr. This was posted September 15th, 2005. One of the interesting but curiously obscure incidents of American history took place on May 25th, 1861. It was on a day at approximately 2 o'clock in the morning that Maryland man by the name of John Merryman was woken by federal soldiers, taken from his home, and imprisoned at Fort McHenry on the basis that he was involved with a group of armed pro-secession advocates. Despite the nature of the accusation against him, no warrant was ever issued for Merryman. Indeed, there was no civil authority involved in the matter at all. The arrest was carried out solely by military authorities for reasons having to do with public safety. Merryman protested his arrest by petitioning for a writ of habeas corpus, a judicial mandate ordering that an inmate be brought before a court so that it can be determined whether that person was lawfully imprisoned. Merryman's petition was eventually granted by Roger Taney, Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. However, General George Cadwallader, commanding federal forces at Fort McHenry, denied Taney's order on the basis that President Lincoln had authorized his commanders to suspend the privilege to a writ of habeas corpus when, in their judgment, the public safety called for it. Taney responded with a blistering criticism of the Lincoln administration, highlighting the fact that only Congress can suspend the writ of the privilege to a habeas corpus, and underscoring how Lincoln's actions threaten the very foundation of American freedom. On the latter point, Taney wrote, "The Constitution provides, as I have said before, that no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. It declares that the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effect against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. It provides that the party accused shall be entitled to a speedy trial in a court of justice." These great and fundamental laws, which Congress itself could not suspend, have been disregarded and suspended, like the writ of habeas corpus, by a military order supported by the force of arms. Such is the case now before me, and I can only say that if the authority which the Constitution has confided to the Judiciary Department and judicial officers may thus, upon any pretext or under any circumstance, be usurped by the military power at its discretion, the people of the United States are no longer living under a government of laws, but every citizen holds life, liberty, and property at the will and the pleasure of the army officer whose military district he happened to be found. A copy of Taney's opinion was furnished to Abraham Lincoln, who responded in his typical diplomatic fashion by issuing an order to arrest the Chief Justice. Fortunately, some semblance of reason prevailed, and this order was never carried out. This is what goes on, folks, when you have Abraham Lincoln at the head of things, but how much different is it when we have George W. Bush? There's a lot of the same kind of nonsense going on under his regime. He says a little later on in his article, "Enter the September 11, 2001 attacks on the New York and the Pentagon. True to the Lincoln paradigm, our federal government reacted by immediately undertaking a series of fiat actions that have significantly undermined our constitutionally protected liberties, all in the name of security. Yes, apparently we are expected to believe that the only way to protect our freedom is to surrender it. Only by entrusting everything we love and cherish to the care of those thugs, liars, and thieves that run Washington, D.C. can we ever achieve true security." Well, okay, sure, somehow that sounds rather like a father trying to protect the chastity of his pretty 16-year-old daughter by dropping her off at the biker bar. At last, sorry, folks. But I'm but I'm just as pointy-headed idealist, so what do I know? At any rate, part of this new post-9/11 Lincoln-esque reality is the enemy combatant designation. Enemy combatants, the Bush administration tells us, are those individuals, including American citizens, whom the administration regards as potential terrorists. I wonder who that would be. Probably be us at the Tyranny Response Network. Who knows? In March of this year, a federal judge in South Carolina, ex-secessionist state beware, ruled that Padilla could not be held indefinitely without charge. And that was a federal judge, by the way. not just, and I think even one appointed by Bush. However, on September 9th, a three-judge panel of the Fourth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals overruled that decision, unfortunately. It's an exceedingly important decision before us, writes Judge Michael Luttig. It's rather the President of the United States possesses the authority to detain militarily a citizen of this country who is closely associated with Al-Qaeda. So what? And here's so what they're saying is they can suspend the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, anytime they think we might be in danger, just like Lincoln did. Our government may make a mistake or do something corrupt. Our government? No. Now, as you read this, please understand I'm not arguing the case for Jose Padilla's innocence. He may very well be guilty of sin. What he is concerned about is that Judge Michael Luttig of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has got it wrong, horribly wrong. He's missing the boat. He can, of course, be formally charged and went through a trial, and that'll be fine. He cannot be arbitrarily stripped of his privileges or citizenship, treated as a non-entity, and filed away under E for enemy combatant. That's not the way America works. And we're teetering on the brink of a dangerous plunge. Folks, we've already taken the plunge. I mean, this guy's just waking up. I'm glad that he is. Ultimately, the American people find themselves allowed the tyranny to creep in anyway, as Benjamin Franklin, pointy-headed idealist extraordinaire, predicted they would. That doesn't necessarily mean we must allow this to continue. To bereave men of life or violence, to confiscate his estate without accusation or trial, would be so gracious and notorious an act of despotism as must at once convey the alarm of tyranny throughout the whole nation, but confinement of the person by secretly hurrying him to jail where his sufferings are unknown for forgotten is a less public, less striking, and therefore more dangerous engine of arbitrary government. And we agree. And that was the words of Sir William Blackstone at the end of this article. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We should be up in arms, folks, about the loss of liberty under George W. Bush. He's doing the same kind of scandalous things that Abraham Lincoln did. Not as bad, of course, but he's getting there. And we hate to see the opportunity arise for him to do so. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time, you're listening to a recording. Calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time. This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville.
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
As long as the state, the agency of coercion, stands over society offering to dispense economic privilege to those who pay it homage, conferring an advantage on some men at the expense of other men, the misuse of political power should be the first line of attack for the moralist. It is inevitable that political privilege will be used in this way if it is available and begging to be used. No people has ever resisted it who have been led into this temptation. Reverend Edmund Oppitz, in the Libertarian Theology of Freedom, page 84. Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.
Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a Ph.D. degree in public policy, M.A. degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. This 19th day of September 2005. Glad you've joined us. If you're still making your way out to work, we want to make sure you know what the weather's going to be like today. So here it is.
Right now in Greenville's Parmer, 66 degrees, downtown 70 degrees, Anderson 67, Clemson also 67. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the low 90s, and east winds around 5 miles per hour.
Remember to make a stop at the tyrannyresponse.net or tyrannyresponse.com website today. If you're able to volunteer any of your time or knowledge, expertise, and either helping with radio signals or production problems here and actually producing the Christian Worldview show on an occasional basis, we need some backup producers, as well as computer and network support. We'd be really happy to hear from you. If you could go to the tyrannyresponse.net website and click on the Contacts tab and email any of the names you see there, someone will get in touch with you, and we'd appreciate your support of the Tyranny Response Network and Christian Worldview. There's also a button on the front page where you can send in some cash donations. Yes, always in need of cash here at the Tyranny Response Network to expand our operations. Low-budget volunteer organizations are typically that way. Please consider sending a small donation. It really is helpful to us, and we would encourage you to do so. On the tyrannyresponse.net website, you also have a section called the Related Media, and I want to remind folks that we still have there the South Carolina Fundamental Rights Petition to Save Your Private Property. We hope you'll scroll down the link to Related Media all the way to the bottom where it says Petitions, and click on this, and go ahead to the webpage that it pops up, and sign the petition. It takes you less than 30 seconds to do it, and it gives it does show your interest in promoting liberty here in South Carolina, and we hope that you'll do so by signing the petition today. That's the South Carolina Fundamental Rights Petition. Well, back to a few stories from the research staff. Hurricane Katrina offered a taste of the disasters in response to them that the U.S. could expect as a consequence of climate change, former Vice President Al Gore said on Saturday. Always concerned about what Al Gore says. Katrina shows the effect of climate change, says Gore, is an article by Fiona Harvey, the environmental correspondent, published last on September 17th. Yes, for Al Gore. The response to Katrina should not be to suspend environmental laws and to cut taxes once again. That's what Mr. Gore is saying. The response to Katrina should not be to suspend environmental laws and cut taxes once again. Kofi Annan, the Secretary of the General of the United Nations, also spoke out in favor of swifter action on climate change. George W. Bush has rejected the treaty, of course. In a challenge of the Bush position, Mr. Annan said, "It is time we began to prepare the next steps where negotiations are required to bring a multilateral universal approach to the greenhouse gas emissions and climate change." This is all nonsense kind of stuff, folks. We know from a Christian worldview point of view that God controls in his providence all of history, all of life. We don't have to worry ultimately about various environmental tragedies happening because men cause them and God loses control of the world. That's part of the Christian worldview. The other part is we don't believe the false science that the demagogues and these people, pseudoscientists, are using to pander to the public and try to gain popularity, support, money, power, ego trips, and all of the above, perhaps together, combined, by using these wacky environmental doctrines. Just like the bird egg doctrine, the shell that was supposedly getting thinner, and that's what made DDT a bad thing, which actually turned out to be a lie. It was exposed years later. So today we have many lies and myths being promulgated. The whole global warming thing is a myth. There's many people who have written on this subject. Bailey's book, and I can think of Julian Simon. There are many others who have written about the myths of global climate calamities and changes, and again, how these things are not true. Of course, the mainstream media is only going to tell you that they are true. Folks, it doesn't take that much for you to get on the internet and just search a few books out and articles to show that the opposite is true. There are many, many thousands, and probably more than half of scientists who have written on the topic who do not agree with Al Gore and these other phony who are up there trying to pad their own pockets or get some more power for themselves. Katrina is not the result of global warming. We have hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico. We have hurricanes in the Atlantic. They happen every year. Yeah, there is certain decades which there are more Category 4 and Category 5s than others. In the last 20 years, there have been far fewer than there were in the last 5 years, there have been a lot more than there were in the previous 20. But if you look at the 1930s and 1940s, we had a huge number of Category 4 and 5 hurricanes. This data, all of there, available for you to see. It's a cycle. And, yeah, we went through the 60s and the 70s and with only a few. You know, we had Camille and a few others down in the southeast of the United States that hit. And, you know, relatively a small number of hurricanes. Right now we're having more. You can't attribute these cycles to whatever the political fancy is of the day, such as what's going on now, by trying to blame global warming on these things. So this is sort of a joke. The people with a Christian worldview need to be wiser than to fall into the trap of these leftist liberals who are taking advantage of natural disasters to increase government budgets and to restrict liberties, impose costs on businesses, and so forth. So this one seems like George Bush, for whatever reason, has it right. I suppose some of his friends are getting paid off by it or getting some benefits from it. And Al Gore, as usual, is simply wrong. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Hope to hear from you soon. If you have a chance to call us, 864-244-8177. That's 244-8177 or 201-6955. We'll be back in just a minute.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time you're listening to a recording, calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time. Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina Upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
If the state sets itself up as the supreme arbiter of human affairs, it must domesticate the individual, lest any lingering remnants of self-reliance weaken the state's authority. The state must resist the individual's effort to follow the dictates of his conscience, lest they conflict with the decrees of Caesar. In the interest of its own safety, the state must eventually deny that the individual is a person, for the individual can be a person only when he puts his obligation to God ahead of his obligation to Caesar. Reverend Edmund Oppitz, in the Libertarian Theology of Freedom, page 145.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We have a story sent to us by the Tyranny Response Network staff. The research staff is excellent staff, by the way. It does a great job finding stuff. Interesting stories for me as they scour the web. This is about old Bill Riley on the Fox News Network, his release of September 17th, 18th, 2005 on poor behavior. And actually, he's writing this. Soon after the horror of Hurricane Katrina, Americans were subjected to another high wind warning with Jesse Jackson, and Howard Dean began exploiting the situation for perceived political gain. These guys will never learn. Ardent Bush haters. They had a perfect opening to ask exactly why the president was at least 24 hours late in responding to the chaos. Once the levees breached in New Orleans, the situation became one of national security. I mean, no sitting president can allow a major American city to be wiped out. President Bush should have signed an executive order, send in the army, and regain control. And the research staffer asked, can he do that legally? I don't think so. But, they've been using these executive orders since Lincoln, routinely, so I suppose he could do that and get away with it pretty easily. Anyway, instead, he allowed a frightened governor and an overwhelmed mayor to continue making mistakes. All of this while hundreds of Americans died in front of a stunned population watching on television. It was interesting that the number went down to hundreds after it's thought to be tens of thousands, and many of these people who died were actually in hospitals on life support and so forth. Anyway, their rhetoric was so over the top that even though I'm not a Republican, I feel it's my patriotic duty to provide some truth in the matter of the Bush administration face-to-face the poor, vis-a-vis the poor. So here are facts with apologies to the propagandists. We'll begin by comparing the halfway point of President Clinton's tenure to the 50-yard line of the Bush administration. In 1996, the poverty level in the USA stood at 13.7%. In 2004, the poverty level was 12.7%, so Bush beats Clinton here by a full percentage point. To be fair, Clinton did bring the poverty rate down during his administration, while it had been rising slightly since 9/11. But the halfway point, Bush wins, we lose. The we lose part was put in there by the Tyranny Response Network staff, researchers. Yes, Riley thinks that Bush wins. As far as entitlement spending on poverty programs is concerned, it isn't even close. In 1996, President Clinton signed a budget that directed 12.2% of spending he directed towards the poor. In 2004, Bush budget kicked 2% more than Clinton into poverty programs, an astronomical $329 billion, in fact. So we're supposed to be happy about that, that he kicks 2% more into poverty? This is a Republican president doing this, folks. Duh. Guess what? You got a real liberal in the White House right now. You didn't even know it, did you? In fact, President Bush is spending more on poverty entitlement programs and education than any other president in history. What do you say, Jesse and Howard? Yeah, they should be really happy about spending all this money on welfare. He's a true conservative, as we can all see. For a country that is often accused, O'Reilly continues, accused by left-wing loons of not caring about the poor, we are certainly putting up a good front. In 2006, almost $368 billion will go for Medicaid, food stamps, family support assistance, supplemental security income, child nutrition programs, earned income tax credits, welfare payments, child care payments, foster care and adoption assistance, and child health insurance payments to the states. The truth is that the working men and women of this country are providing the tightest safety net in the history for the poor, and our private charitable nations rank first in the world as well. Well, that part's good, but O'Reilly, we appreciate you kicking yourself in the shin in this and pointing out the foibles of George Bush, that he's truly a liberal, that he's in, like all neocons, liberals in conservative clothing, and that he's, what he's really doing is no different than any other full-scale liberal agenda when it comes to helping out the poor through government welfare programs. Of course, he's not doing it alone. It's also your Republican Congress which is doing this, folks. When are we going to wake up and realize that Republicans are not true conservatives? They're certainly not libertarians, save Ron Paul from Texas. Although they're all a bunch of charlatans up there just doing what they can to get their own pockets lined and to get their own power. That's all it's about, folks, and they're willing to do anything, and they've gone against principle and are doing the wrong thing time and again. And you are listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time, you're listening to a recording. Calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time. Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective. You're listening to homeschooler-friendly TRN, the Tyranny Response Network.
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
There is a place for government in the affairs of men, and our Declaration of Independence tells us precisely what that is. The role of government is to protect individuals in their God-given individual rights. Freedom is the natural birthright of man, but all that government can do in behalf of freedom is to let the individual alone, and it should secure him his rights by making others let him alone. Reverend Edmund Oppitz, in The Libertarian Theology of Freedom, page 142.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, the last segment for September 19th, 2005. Remember this evening to attend the South Point Baptist Church in Pelzer. That's off of Exit 32, Highway 29, U.S. Highway 29, off of Interstate 85. At 7 p.m., there'll be a meeting about the Christian Exodus. So I hope you can attend there and make it part of your agenda for the evening. Just take the wife out to dinner along the way and make it part of your evening plans as you get the babysitter. I think you can bring the kids with you. No one will object to having the kids. There will probably be plenty of other folks with kids there. Well, we have a failure of an idea in American People by Pat Buchanan here. He's a local... Well, everybody knows who Pat Buchanan is, pretty much. Failure of an idea in a people. In his 1935 State of the Union address, FDR spoke to a nation mired in the Depression but still marinated in conservative values. That's a cute play on words. Continued dependence upon welfare, said FDR, induces a spiritual disintegration fundamentally destructive to the national fiber. To dole out relief in this way is to administer a narcotic, a subtle destroyer of the human spirit. That's a good quotation to have on a website, isn't it? Behind FDR's statement was the conviction that, while government must step in an emergency in normal times, men provide the food, clothing, and shelter for their families. And we did, until the war pulled us out of the Depression. The war did not pull us out of the Depression, by the way. It's a myth. And post-war boom made us, as in John Kenneth Galbraith's phrase, the affluent society. By the 1960s, America, the richest country on the earth, was growing ever more prosperous. But with the 1964 landslide of LBJ, liberalism triumphed and began its great experiment. Behind the great society was the great idea to lift America's poor out of poverty. Government should now take care of all the basic needs by giving the poor welfare, subsidized food, public housing, and free medical care. Government will end poverty in America. At the Superdome in New Orleans Convention Center, we saw the failure of 40 years of the Great Society. No sooner had Katrina passed by and the 17th Street levee broke than hundreds of young men who should have been taking charge in helping the aged, the sick, and the women with babies to safety took to the streets to shoot, loot, and rape. New Orleans police, their numbers cut by deserters who left their posts only to look after their families, engaged in running gun battles all days to stay alive and protect people. I'm skipping down a little ways here. He says, between 1865 and 1940, the South, having lost a fourth of its best and bravest in battle, devastated by war, mired in poverty, was famous for the hardy self-reliance of her people, black and white. In 1940, hundreds of the British fishermen and yachtsmen sailed back and forth daily under fire across a turbulent 23-mile channel to rescue 300,000 soldiers from Dunkirk. How do we explain in the world that a tenth of that number of Americans could not be reached in 4 days from across a stagnant pond? The real disaster of Katrina was that society broke down. An entire community could not cope. Liberalism, the idea that good intentions and government programs can build a great society, is exposed as a fraud. After trillions of tax dollars for welfare, food stamps, public housing, and job training and education have poured out since 1965, poverty remains pandemic. But today, when the police vanish, the community disappears, and men take to the streets to prey on women and the weak. Well, we have to say that Pat Buchanan has this one hit it right on the head. We appreciate that. He's right about the Great Society failures and government failures. He's right about the fact that government cannot and has not provided well for, you know, reducing poverty or reducing any other social ailment for that matter. Why in the world do we trust the state to reduce our social problems? We continue to do this, folks. It's like we have something built in almost, ingrained in us, whether it's from the public school or the media or whatnot, that the state somehow has the ability to do it and can actually succeed in helping society. When in fact we know the state is just the opposite. It's the greatest threat to society, to civilization, to good men, to peace, it's a threat to prosperity. It's not something that helps us, it's something that hurts us. And yet, for whatever reason, men frequently turn to it and try to rely upon it for promoting the common good. This is ridiculous stuff. Well, just real quickly here at the end here, we have this fair tax business. It's been sitting in my inbox for some time, slamming the fair tax. Well, there's some people who have been slamming this idea of the fair tax, and here's a part of a critique by Hayden Kempner and the response from Neil Bortz down in Atlanta, who's somewhat of a libertarian. The so-called fair tax is such a simplistic, nonsensical idea, it's hard to know where to start criticizing, but here goes. The 23% rate is a lie. The book claims that the fair tax rate would be as low as 23% on all goods and services. Let's get the exact title of this book. The Fair Tax Book was actually the title of it. It's available at Amazon. 23% on all goods and services, including new homes, cars, medical treatments, insurance, rent, food, basically everything you spend your money on to survive. But look at Bortz's own examples. An item that cost $100 pre-tax would cost $130 with the tax. That's a 30% tax rate on every way you slice it, in addition to the state sales tax, which would boost the rate even higher. When they lie about the rate, how can you trust them with anything else? Also, the true tax rate would have to be around 50 to 60% in order to collect as much tax revenue as our current system does. Don't take my word for it, though. Look at an objective source on the subject, such as Brookings Institution. Oh, they're a real objective source. The fair tax is not a good idea necessarily, folks, but the Brookings Institution is certainly not an objective source or a good source of information. It's a liberal think tank. Well, I co-authored the book, says Neil Bortz, and for the life of me, I can't find anywhere in the book where we say that an item costs $100 before the tax or costs $130 after the tax. It's simply not there, not anywhere. In fact, due to price reductions brought about through the elimination of embedded taxes of all consumer goods, the price of the fair tax would be pretty much the same as the price under the current tax system. What's the problem here? Why did Mr. Kepner find it necessary to lie about what's written in the book in order to criticize it? Or he says, look at Bortz's own example. Well, go ahead and look. You won't find that example in the book. Amazing, isn't it? The problem is, or he goes on here, the Kepner cites the Brookings Institution article, which says that the tax would have to be 50 or 60%. Sorry, but it's not a fair tax plan. Brookings is talking about many consumer items exempt from the tax, food, clothing, medicines. Brookings changes the provisions of the fair tax plan in other ways to arrive at a higher tax figure. That is what the prebate is for. Mr. Kepner tries to mislead again, as he did so out of ignorance, malice, wonder why. Well, Bortz goes through here and tries to defend this system, and I'm sure the liberal critique is wrong and lying. The problem is that in a perfect world, it might work to implement a fair tax. It really might, compared to all the other taxes that are paid now. If you wiped out gasoline taxes, income taxes, capital gain taxes, permit fees, tariffs, all the other things, it might actually work better. The problem is that if we give government the state a new tax, the likelihood of them truly eliminating permanently all other taxes is very slim and probably just going to end up with a tax increase. It's better just to go for abolition entirely and forget about welfare state programs and truly cut the size of government without giving them any new taxes, in my humble opinion. And that's a great way to end the show. You've been listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben this 19th day of September. Glad you did. Look forward to having you back again tomorrow for another edition of Christian Worldview. Until then, God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We hope you will be with us tomorrow morning at 7:30 right here at the Tyranny Response Network for Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.